Scripture says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 until 4. Brothers and sisters, when I was there, I could not talk to you the way I talk to people who are led by the Spirit. I had to talk to you like ordinary people of the world. You were like babies in Christ, and the teaching I gave you was like milk, not solid food. I did this because you were not ready for solid food. And even now you are not ready. You are still not following the Spirit. You are jealous of each other, and you are always arguing with each other. This shows that you are still following your own selfish desires. You are acting like ordinary people of the world. One of you says, "I follow Paul." And someone else says, "I follow Apollos." When you say things like that, you are acting like people of the world. Wow. You know, I couldn't sleep last night. This passage kept playing in my heart over and over and over the whole time. What was Paul talking about? Well, obviously, he was addressing Christians in the church who couldn't go deeper or take a substantial step closer to the Heavenly Father. They couldn't open up themselves more to Him. You see, they were not ready to let go of the worldly things. Like Paul said, following your own selfish desires. What happened in the church here? Perhaps when we look at verse 4, we can understand where their focus was. It was solely on man, and in this case, on Paul and Apollos. Thus, Paul addresses it by saying in verse 7, and it's such an important verse. It says this: "So the one who plants is not important, and the one who waters is not important too. Only God is important, because He is the one who makes things grow." You know, don't get me wrong. Church leaders, pastors are important and play a big role. But they are not the main force behind your growth. God is. God only is. So indulge yourselves in committed prayer. Chew on His Word and put feet and hands to God's Word. And allow the Holy Spirit to move in you, so that your life as a Christian will grow and glow. This is DJ ELC, and welcome today to your Sunday devotional weekend. And we will be featuring beautiful orchestral instrumentals for our listeners as you meditate on His Word.
Champion FM, it's all about Him.
In our undisturbed time of instrumental worship, we heard Favour's Lord Jesus by Dan Gawler, David Gauger II, with the Moody Symphonic Band, I Love to Tell the Story by the Eden Symphony Orchestra, the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra played Here I Am to Worship, the Eden Symphony Orchestra gave us The Old Rugged Cross, also by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, the song Lamb of God, I Surrender All by the Amadeus Symphony Orchestra, Be Still My Soul was from the Eden Symphony Orchestra, Amadeus Symphony played O Sacred Head, Now Wounded, and finally In Christ Alone by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. Where Was Jesus for 3 days Between His Death and Resurrection by Alan Parr is an interesting look at those days before Jesus rose again from the dead. And it's our video of the day. Go to our website and click on our inspirational page to watch it after this broadcast.
It's the month of July, and a whole new question of the month. This time we're asking you to tell us who your favorite character in the Bible is and why. To do this, go to our website at www.championfmmusic.com and click on our pop-up box to answer. It's that simple. So join us for this fun time all this month.
Champion FM, it's all about Him.
Well, we've come to the end of our instrumental worship for today, but you can go to our Spotify playlist to listen to it and to the many other songs over and over again when you download our app onto your device. Also, stay tuned to Champion FM's radio's 24-hour channel of great, great, great music every day just for you. This is DJ ELC signing out and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about Him.
And they're...